There's a lot of things been said recently, and so I don't want this to become a sort of cliche opening, just because we seems like a lot of times opening messages recently we start talking about listening to Jesus and stuff like that. But I will say, along the course of the few months, I've never even teaching wise, I don't think that even from a teaching perspective, anything I've taught has been over said. I think that everything that we've been talking about listening to Jesus has just been, you know, it's important that when you're taught something, that you have to be taught something to a full extent, all right? There's no such thing as just being taught something one time and getting the fruit out of it by being taught something one time. And I know I use this a lot, and especially recently I've been using this, but the parable of the seed and the sower, it's just that's such a simple parable, but that's the perfect example of what I'm saying, and it's that all those different kinds of ground, they all received that seed. But you know that none of them bore fruit after they received the seed. And that is the genuine word of God that it's talking about there. And none of them bore fruit after having received the word of God. And you may be like, well, I thought the word of God produces change in us. And it's true, it does, but it doesn't produce change in you just by receiving it. And this is where Hebrews comes in. Hebrews chapter 6 says that basically it's through patience. It's through faith and patience. In other words, it's receiving the word of God, but with patience, we inherit what the promises of God are, to put it plainly. When you receive God's word, that's a great first step. But it's not that there's a second step that's anything different than just receiving God's word, but the second step is really just continue in that receiving of the word that you first started in. And let me say this. Most people, and I'm saying this statistically, because the Bible says this statistically, most people do not see fruit in their life, not necessarily just because they don't know the word of God, and that is also a truth, but many people that hear the word of God taught, they will hear the word of God taught, but they will forget immediately what they heard. And that's why most people don't have the kind of fruit that God wants to see in their life, is not because no one has ever heard the word of God before, but it's because when we hear the word of God, we don't continue in it. You know, the seed that's sown, that word of God that's sown into our hearts, you can hear that taught, and the Holy Spirit can make that manifest in your heart. And that is the very beginning of seeing fruit. But you will never see fruit by receiving the word of God. You will only see fruit with receiving the word of God and with time in doing that same thing over and over again. And I want to make this clear. It's not receiving any teaching that's going to bear fruit for you. Just because you flip someone on TV and hear a word that makes sense to you and then say, I'm going to continue in that word, that's not necessarily going to bear fruit. Can I just say, this is taking liberty with the parable, but you'll understand where I'm coming from. If someone put a rock in the ground, they could hold that with patience, and that's not going to bear the fruit. It has to be God's word. And God's word absolutely, 100%, does not mean it was quoted from the Bible. Otherwise, the devil, when he was tempting Jesus, was speaking the words of God. The devil used scripture and lied with scripture. So there's no such thing as saying, oh, that Bible verse that just made sense to me, the way that preacher taught it, that's the word of God. It doesn't necessarily mean that. And you say, well, how can I tell? And honestly, this may sound a little abstract to you, just because I'm talking about something intangible, but solely by the Holy Spirit. That's the only way you can know it. And I will say, as a means of proof, external proof, you should be able to see where in Scripture that makes sense with Jesus also. Okay, so that's an external proof. If someone's saying something and it basically doesn't make sense with the cross of Christ or has nothing to do with it, the Bible says you know right off the bat that's not the word of God. But ultimately, it's the Holy Spirit that has to give you that discernment. And if you will listen to Jesus, instead of just regarding the first thing you hear, open your heart to the Lord and say, Lord, you show me if this is right or not. And the things that the Lord speaks to your heart from on the inside of you, the things that bear witness in your heart, and say, you know what? This is the Holy Spirit. Listen very closely to what I'm about to say. This is the Holy Spirit speaking to me something about what Jesus did for me at the cross. That right there, that's the word of God. What is the Holy Spirit speaking to you? Not about what you should do with your life and not about how to fix your problems, but how Jesus already fixed your problems and how can you appropriate that to your life by believing correctly about it? That's what the Holy Spirit's gonna show you. And when the Holy Spirit does show you that, no fruit is gonna come just because he showed you. You need to take what the Holy Spirit shows you, and you just, it's no more than that, but just a continuance in that. There's really not a step two per se, because really step two is just keep doing step one. You understand, the Bible says faith and patience, but patience just means keep doing what you started doing. If you notice in the parable of the seed and the sower, three out of the four, they all did the right thing. They received the word of God, but only one out of those three bore fruit. And the only reason you see in Luke chapter 8, you can check me up on this in Luke chapter 8, the only reason why that last kind of ground bore fruit is because of patience. So when God speaks to us about listening to him or anything that he speaks to you about, you have to understand that there is no such thing as receiving God's word and bearing fruit from that. You have to receive God's word, and you need to continue patiently in your listening to him, and that will always bear fruit. And that's an encouragement to us that there is no such thing, and I'll just kind of close with this, but there is no such thing as receiving God's word, the word of God, right? To clarify, the word of God about what Jesus did for you. There's no such thing as continuing in that and not seeing results in your life. There's no such thing. It doesn't matter what area of your life it is. There's no such thing as not seeing results in doing that. So if you say, I have been continuing the word of God for years, it seems like, and I don't see any fruit in this area, or I don't see any fruit in a lot of areas, what's my problem then? Well, first of all, that might just be your flaw right there. God's already pre-qualified you by making you righteous. So there's nothing wrong with you because Jesus already made you righteous by his blood. The very fact that you would say, is there something wrong with me? Am I doing something wrong? Would tell me that your believing's already off. There's nothing wrong with you because thanks to Jesus, he made us righteous and pre-qualified for all the blessings of God. But if you are saying, if you would tell me or Pastor Jose, but this area of my life, you know, I've been continuing the word of God for years and I still don't see any results in my life. It's one of two things, and probably the first, but let me just say this. It's one of two things. I won't even say that. It's one of two things. Could be either. It's either what you've believed for that many years has been incorrect. And you know what? That's probably the case for most people. What we believe in the church today is not correct. Like I said, if you put a rock in the ground, that's not going to bear fruit, and you could hold it with patience for years and years, and it won't bear any fruit. If you're holding something with patience, and truly with patience, and you're saying, no, I'm continuing in this word, in this teaching, it very well may be that what you've believed for years has been incorrect. And guess what? I don't want to discourage you with this because you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. And just as quick as you learn the wrong thing, the Holy Spirit can teach you the right thing. And you just need to say, Father, correct my thinking. And I'm going to continue listening to you. And how do you do that? Just keep acknowledging the Lord. Throughout your day, you acknowledge the Lord. Whether you're reading the Bible or whether you're not at the time, you acknowledge God, and he's going to correct your thinking just as quick as you could make your thinking wrong. The Holy Spirit's a lot more powerful than you are, and he can make your thinking right. The Holy Spirit has more power. I hope we understand that. More power than you do. So you can mess your mind up, and the Holy Spirit has more power to correct your mind than you have to mess it up. But you need to listen to him. So, you know, and I'll really just stop with that. I could go on to another point, but I'll just stop with that. If you've been holding something out for years and continuing so-called in the Word of God for years, and you say, it's not bearing fruit for me, I would say, Lord, correct my thinking. That's what I would say. Lord, show me what I'm missing, or for many people, not for all of us, but for many people, sometimes it comes down to, Lord, take the majority of the way I'm thinking and just tear it down because it's no good anyway, and reestablish new thoughts, new ways of thinking so that I can see fruit. And fruit always comes from just merely, when I say merely, hearing the word of God. And I'll quote one last verse to you in Galatians 3. He said that the Holy Spirit works miracles in your life by the hearing of faith. If you want to see miracles, let me just say this. Miracles are not an every once in a while thing as God so wills. God willed 2,000 years ago to put miracles inside of you. And it's our task to listen to Jesus. And that's solely, listen to Jesus. And if you'll do that, the Bible says, you can't not see miracles in your life and walk supernaturally on this earth in the things of the new age and the things of what I'm talking about, the things of the next age. And those miracles come forth. And like I said, if you're hearing the word of God truthfully and holding that with patience, you can't not see miracles. If you've been holding something out for years and it's not working for you, if you're holding something out for years and you know what, Lord, this something's not right about this. Ask the Lord and say, Lord, you correct my thinking, okay? But if you do have the word of God, and you know what, Lord, I know you spoke this to me, then continue with patience and leave your mind open to the Lord continually. And that's all that there is to it. I would encourage you, if you want to look up any verse that I mentioned, just look up Galatians 3. Just read the first several verses. And that is a formula to the power of God working in your life. And there is no other shortcut to that. That's the only way to receive from God. Even if you come up for prayer after service, you absolutely can. That's why Pastor Jose is here. You come up for prayer after service if you need prayer. But that's not how you receive from God. That's how Pastor Jose is able to share the Holy Spirit in him toward you. But that's not receiving from God. You want to receive from God for yourself? There's only one way to do it. The hearing of faith. You listen to Jesus, and you can't not see miracles in your life as long as you have the right word of God being spoken to you. Okay? So that's like Galatians chapter 3 if you want to look that up. All right, so we're done right there, and the ones that are working upstairs can head up and get ready for the rest of the teens. And then we are going to pray, and then we're going to give. And if as we're giving, I just hope you know, I'm going to say this very, very quickly as they're heading out. If you want to give today, there's reasons why we stopped calling this time offering. But when the Bible talks about offering in the Bible, it talks about a lot of different things, but we call it giving, because this is a lot different than what the Bible will talk about when it says offering. When the Bible talks about tithes and offerings, that's not talking about giving at church. And so we changed it just to differentiate what this time is to what the Bible calls an offering. What the Bible calls an offering is much different than what we're doing right now. This is just free will giving. That's a freedom. Take that load right off your back. That's the Holy Spirit taking the load off your back. Free will giving. You don't get anything after you give. God's not impressed with your gift. You give because if the word's good and you're receiving, then you want to keep it going. You give. And I would say it's a smart thing, seeing as if you think the word of God's taught somewhere, it's a smart thing to support that. That's the number one thing that should be supported by families, by individuals, by government, by everything, is the word of God. So it's a smart thing for us. It's a smart thing for our environment. It's a smart thing for your health to support the word of God, but it's free will giving. There's no percentage. You don't got to give 10%, and that may kick some doctrine out of your mind, but that's the truth. There's no such thing as, and trust me, I'm not going to go into that right now, but this is free will giving. You give out of the free will of the Holy Spirit writing on your heart. That's new covenant giving. You give as the Holy Spirit writes in your mind, and there is no impression you're going to leave on God today based off your giving. You know what? God's impressed with what Jesus did for you, and you're right before him, and God is impressed with the righteousness of his son that he's already given you. So thanks to the blood of Jesus, we don't need to impress God at all. God's already proud of Jesus, and he put that same righteousness in you. You're just like Jesus today, and your giving's not going to do anything for you. So let's just support the word, and let's pray first. Father, we come to you right now, and we just thank you so much, Lord, for your word, and we thank you, Father, for the preaching of your word, Father, and that is absolutely necessary on this earth, Lord, to make it new again. We need the preaching of your word if we want to make this earth new again. We're already new, and this earth needs it, Lord. So, Father, I pray that we would support your word today, Lord, out of a willing heart, Lord, as your Holy Spirit writes on our heart, and we are not tied down to a percentage, and we're not just saying that. There is no commandment today except believe on Jesus, and this is just fruit of the Holy Spirit, Lord, this giving right now. So we thank you so much, Father, for that, Lord, and we do give freely, Lord, according to our knowledge of the word of God spoken here. So we thank you, Father, for that, and we love you, and we praise you, Lord, and we thank you for taking every single burden off of us, and your yoke is easy, your burden is light, and we're just going to learn from you, Jesus. So we thank you for that, and we love you and praise you. And we thank you for the rest of the service. In Jesus' name, amen.